Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thank you for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Brian Mattermore being back on the show. Brian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're coming up on 4 years now. He's been, maybe more, he's been hanging out with us. Co-founder, chief idea guy at Growth Engine Company. He's the owner of Mattermore Group. Before that, he was the author of a bunch of books, including 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers. That's just two of the dozens of books that he's written. He's our good friend, Brian Mattermore. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here, as always. I think I counted up. I think I've been on like 20 times now, something like
really?
That in 4 years.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, because, you know, we always, after 20, we don't invite you back. I wish I didn't know that. No, we have an infinite number. In fact, the man who just left the show, Wally Bach, he's been on the show only 6 weeks less than I have. He was on my show way back in 97 when I started my show, and he's still with me. So after 19 and a half years, he's still hanging out with us. So, God willing, we're going to keep going. Hey, Brian, one of the things that you want to talk about today is something that I love talking about. As a grizzled old salesman, I like talking about selling, and that's what's on your mind today, isn't it?
Well, it is. We've, first of all, just selling business for our own innovation agency, Growth Engine. But, you know, if we looked at all the sessions we've done over the years, ideation sessions, creativity sessions, a fair number of them have been on creative selling and or new selling strategies or new ways to, if you will, involve the customer. And so this is about coming up with new approaches, new ideas when you're stuck and you don't know what to do. And so we've developed a workshop to do that, but it's what we found is that all the creativity techniques we use in our ideation or brainstorming sessions, a lot of them have great relevance for coming up with new ideas for selling.
Well, let's talk about some of those, because of course some things about selling, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
People are people.
Find a need and fill it. Come on.
People are people. They're the same analog beings that I called on when I was with Sears and Xerox back in the day. We're still the same analog, made out of the same analog protoplasm then. However, there are some things, many things have changed. People have access to more information, and their expectations are different. And that's what I pointed out, as I've talked about now for years, the big change is their expectations, and it's created. The reason you have to be creative, it seems to me, Brian, is because there's been another layer of a filter put on top of the relationship, on top of competitiveness. Now people expect you to be relevant to them, and that's where the creativity comes in, I think.
Well, I agree. I mean, it used to be that selling was mostly about information, right? But we've all got the information now. So to me, it's about creating new opportunities and new ways of helping the customer or client think about their business. And so, I'll just give you an example. I mean, we were working with an insurance company, sort of a mid-sized insurance company, and you know, so they asked us, well, how do we sell more insurance, right? I mean, oh, my gosh. And so there's a technique we use in our creativity work. It's called problem redefinition technique. But essentially, it's you get more creative about who you're selling to, how you're selling, and to whom you're selling. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you assume that the salesman is doing the selling, but maybe the admin is doing the selling, or a friend, or you know, whatever. How are you selling? Well, you know, maybe you're doing co-promotions or giveaways or whatever. So you think about that. And then to whom are you selling? Well, you may think it's that, you know, this is the person you're selling to, and it may be that person's boss or that person's associate or whatever. So you do that, you come up with all those options, the sort of the who and the how and to whom, and you combine those, you can get thousands of new ways to think about selling. And when we did this with the insurance company, they generated, you know, and this is an actual figure a year later that the CMO sent me. He said they increased their sales by 52%.
Wow.
Using that simple technique.
Just making sure. Of course, in a small business, these questions are easier to ask. However,
yeah,
they need to be asked. Don't presume that you don't need to ask these questions. I think that's the
point. No, and I think people are starving for it because, you know, if you're a sales guy, I mean, it's tough, right? You go to work every day and say, oh, my gosh, getting on the phone or making that call, you know, what else can I do here? I'm banging my head against the wall. Well, I can't even get to see the guy.
Well, that's the issue, and we'll talk about that when we come back. And that's what I talk about when I talk about higher quality prospecting. I want to inject that concept in to our creative selling conversation with our good friend Brian Matamore. Quick break, ponytail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.